a year has gone by, and hopefully everybody here is in a different position than they were last year. Hopefully you've all steiged and grown and have a better havana in Torah, Bichlal, in Avodah, Bifrat. So here we are, back to a Chodesh El. And Be'etzem, what I'm going to tell you now was what I told you last year. I'm not sure how much you really understood it. And even if you really understood it, hopefully you'll understand it better this year than you did last year. One of the milers of the Avodas HaZman, when a person's being oved seriously, with one of the milers of Avodas HaZman, is a person can check himself, and is this El going to be a different El than last El? And is the next El in Tov Shin Pei Zayin, is that going to be a different El than this El? Is this Rosh Hashanah going to be a different Rosh Hashanah than last Rosh Hashanah? Is this Hanukkah going to be a different Hanukkah than last Hanukkah? And I say, Vaita, we're here to grow. And one of the milers of from year to year, we can, it's an opportunity, abyssal, to see, oh, I have grown. I have a better understanding of a Yom Tov. Torah is Ein Sofi, is infinite. I heard on a recording Rav Shach once said that Be'etzem, we have the same Nusach of Shemoneh Esrei, three times a day, 6 days a week. He said, Be'etzem, a person who would be an Oved Amiti, he says, we're not holding by it, he's not holding by it, but he said, the Oved Amiti is every Shachris be different than the Shachris yesterday, and every Mincha should be different than the Shachris of today, and the Ma'ariv should be different than the Mincha. And he said that there's Ein Sof, there's infinite number of Kavanas in the Nusach HaTfilah. They say that the Altar from Kelm every single day gave a shmuz after Shachris on what he was Mechadish in the Shachris. So every single day was Mechadish something. The Altar's Shachris every day was a new Shachris. We don't have really a Hasoga what that means. But that's really what is it potentially is out there in Avodas Hashem. The Chovis HaBovis brings to the Maizah, they say it's Reb Sadia, that Reb Sadia Gaon was misvade every day for the Avoda that he did yesterday. Because La'ara, his Havana of today, his Avoda of yesterday was Chosem. That means, if you want to understand, and you read the Zadiris, and the different Zadiris, he was from the last of the Goinim. That means a mensch who it was on a constant aliyah, every single day, who was oile on a whole different level than the day before. We have a saga of such a person. And that wasn't an amira. Good. Here we don't hear ad kadei kach from Mishoinim. From the Goinim, a whole different level of Avodah. So I don't think that we're capable of that, or capable even of every Shabbos seeing is my Shabbos better than last week's Shabbos. I'm going to call up Pochas Abyssal from year to year to grow and to steig and to think that we should be improving, having a new Deher. Every Yom Tov as it comes can be a new Yom Tov for maybe it's not entirely new, but a better understanding, a new understanding. Be'etzem, a person's davening should be should be steiging and growing, and a person's learning should be growing, and a person should be mamash kaseida growing. The Gemara in Bracha says, the end of Bracha is Tamid Chachomim Ein Le Menucha Loi Ba'Olam Hazeh V'Loi Ba'Olam Haba Shneim Ayelcha Michaya L'Chaya. What's the pshat? I understand that Tamid Chachomim doesn't have Menucha Ba'Olam Hazeh. Why doesn't he have Menucha in Olam Haba? Teretz is, what's a Talmid Chacham? A Talmid Chacham is always a Talmid. He's always learning, he's always growing. But let's say, you take a Talmid Chacham, who's worked hard and steiged away, and he was nifter at 54 years old. So the Chayra, when he comes to Olam Haba, well, how much schar should he get? All the schar, all the mitzvahs that he did, up to when he was nifter. That was his schar. But one second, that's not really fair. Because if he would have stayed longer in this world, he would have steiged a lot more. If he would have stayed in this world till he was 100, then he would have been on a much higher level. So what schar should we give him? Why should we give him only the schar up to 54? But actually it's a bit deeper than that. The Maisa, if his whole life was about growing, so then the Mido Knegen Mido is the schar should grow. Talmidei Chachomim ein lehem menucha loi ba'olam hazeh v'loi ba'olam haba. They continue to grow in olam haba. Mido k'negen mido. Life is about steiging, Rabbosai. And it doesn't make a difference. Be'etzem, maybe the easiest way to steig is to stay in learning. But a person goes to work, he has a different set of nisyonos, and he's still meant to steig. And it's a tragedy when you look at many people that their ruchnius isn't growing at all. If you come along and you ask somebody when he's 35, he's been out of yeshiva for 15 years, and if you could catch him in a true moment and tell me, is your davening better than when you were in yeshiva? Is your learning better than when you were in yeshiva? They'll look at you and say, well, Mapitong, of course not. Then we'll ask the guy who's working, tell me, I'm sure you have a lot of nisyonos at work. Are you growing in those nisyonos that you get presented in your work? Are you growing? Be'etzim, a person's ruchnius when he's 40 should be much better than when he was 30. And when he's 60, he should be ein adoimit when he was 40. And a person's davening should be different. And a person's learning should be different. A person's mitzvahs should be different. A person's Shabbos when he's 60 should be a different Shabbos than when he's 40. And I don't mean that he discovered a new recipe for cholent or a different recipe for gefilte fish, and that's how he's steiging. How many people in the Olam HaGashmi when are staying in exactly the same place? They don't have a better car, they don't have a bigger house, they don't have more money, they don't have more expensive vacations. No, they're exactly the same as when they first went to work, when they were 23, whatever it was, and they don't want to have any more money, and they want to, okay, the family grows and the thing, so they need a little bit more money. But that's it, and then they're not, no, what do you mean? In the beginning he was a Shvacha lawyer, and then he became Evid Kanani, he's some lawyer, and then he rose in the ranks, and he became this, and later, a few years later, he's going to become a partner, and he's going to be a then, what do you mean? You want to stay the same? A person has ambitions in life. Yeah, the version created the mitzvah with ambitions. What about in Ruchnius? Is your davening also getting better, or your davening can't stay the same. That's a klal gadol. So if he's not getting up, it's not going up, it's going down. And he's old Hezbo, why that is, but the Maisa. So what's the avoid of El? In what way is El special? What are we supposed to do with El? Chodesh El, the Chazal tell us, the Makar of Chodesh El starts from the Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu was Oyle Lahar Sinai on Shavuos, and the Mekabel the Torah, and then he went for 40 days, he was on Har Sinai to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh, and a Meridik HaMatzav, and then the Rabbeinu Shalom at the end was actually Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, came out to be Shiva Asa B'Tamuz. Rabbeinu Shalom gave him Luchos, they were completely Lamala Min HaTeva, these Luchos. The Rabbeinu Shalom created these luchos lamala min ha-teva. He wrote on them lamala min ha-teva. He wrote on them in a way which is very, we can't even picture actually, because he didn't actually write on them. He engraved the Torah onto the luchos, the Aseres HaDibros onto the luchos. It went from one side to the other. For those people who don't know, if you think the luchos were like a, they have on the top of a lot of Aron Kodesh, for some funny reason, they have this funny idea of luchos, they're like that. The luchos were not like that. The luchos were cubes. They were 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. They were a huge cube of stone. And the Rebbeinu Shem engraved the Torah from one end to the other, all the way through the stone. And the Pelez, what we can't picture, is from the both sides it could be read normally. How does that actually work? From the front you read Anochi Hashem Elokecha, you go to the back of it, you also read Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The Pashas is, it would have been mirror writing, it would have been the other way around if it's engraved all the way through. And Mem Vesamach B'nei Soyoimdim, right, and a Mem Soifi and a Samach, those are the only two letters where there's no space between the writing of the eyes, the lines of the eyes, right? Every other eyes has a space, like an Aleph has a lot of spaces, base has a space, the thing. So that wasn't such a pele, but how did the Samach and the Mem, the middle of the Samach, is hovering in the middle of the Samach which was carved out, or the Mem which was carved out. The kids said these luchos were complete nisi. And we know the old miser, Klal Yisrael, made a mistake in the Cheshbon, and the Rebbeinu Shem gave the koach to the Satan to bring them to a tremendous nisayon. They saw that the Keilu, the Satan, showed them that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta, and they were making a Leviah of Moshe Rabbeinu in Shomayim. Why did Moshe do that? Because the Chazal tell us, by the Matan Torah at the beginning, with the two koilos which came out, Matan Torah, the first koil was Oiker Misa from them, and the second coil, the Yielecha, was Oiker the Yetzahara from them. They no longer had a Yetzahara Panimi. They didn't have a Yetzahara Panimi, and they were not going to die. Pirish, they went back to the Matzav of Adam Arishon Koide Machet. But Adam Arishon Koide Machet had to have a Nisayan to be Koine Shlemus. So now Klal Yisrael is about to be Metaken the Chet of Adam Arishon. We brought them back to a Matzav like Adam Arishon. Now the Rebbeinu Shalom says, okay, now let's give them a Nisayan Mibachutz, just like Adam Arishon didn't have a Yetzara Pnimi, became the Nachash Mibachutz. when Hashem gives the Satan the koyach to make this whole thing, the Erev Rav come and say, let's make an egel, all the cheshbonis and all the nisyonis, and they make an egel, and Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, and the Ben Hashem told him, they made an egel, we've gone far away from what I wanted from them. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and sees, I cannot give Torah to this, to Klal Yisrael, this matzah, and broke the luchos. The Ribbono Shel Olam was so angry by the Chet HaEgel. Ribbono Shel Olam was be'etzem, wanted to end the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael and make Moshe Rabbeinu into Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu took the egel and ground up the egel and put it in the water and v'chule, 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 and then he went back to Har Sinai at Machlokes Rishonim, whether he stayed on Har Sinai for another 40 days or he went up and down every day in the middle 40 days and davened and davened and davened the Ribbono Shel Olam should be Moichel Klal Yisrael. At the end of those 40 days, it was the end of Chodesh Av, Ribbono Shel Olam was Moichel to a certain degree, and on Rosh Chodesh El, he told Moshe Rabbeinu to go and you now carve out Luchois, Sol Lecha. The Etzem Luchois now Moshe Rabbeinu made with Bederech HaTeva, and bring them back to Har Sinai, and I will re-inscribe the Torah on those Luchois. The Torah that so that was Luchos Shlius. Moshe Rabbeinu then went up the Har for the next 40 days, starting Rosh Chodesh El, and finished, Rebbe Hashem wrote the Torah on those Luchois on Yom Kippur, and gave him the Luchois on Yom Kippur. Moshe Rabbeinu came down, and Chazal say that at the end of those 40 days, the Rebbe Hashem was Moichel Klal Yisrael Besimcha Uberotzen. In the beginning of those 40 days, it wasn't Moichel Besimcha Uberotzen. And that's the Shorish of our Yom Kippur. The Chazal tell us, when the Moshe Rabbeinu says in Akev, when he talks about the third period of 40 days, he said, Va'eshev Bahar, Aboim Yomim, Koyomim Harishonim. Chazal say, Rashi brings it, that Ma Yomim Rishonim were Beratzon, Af the Yomim Achronim were Beratzon. But the Yomim in the middle were Bedin, Bekas. Heve Oimer, that the Shoresh of our Tkufa now, which goes back to the Midbar, is Yemei Rachamim. Elul and the Aseres Yemei Tshuva are a time of tremendous rachamim. And we know that the Chodesh Av, part of Chodesh Av, part of Chodesh Tammuz, was tremendous dinim. Ad HaYom HaZeh, the Gzeiros and dinim, Chubonos and throughout history, there have been chubanos on Tisha B'Av and etc. So that's the background to the El. At the beginning of Hilchus Rosh Hashanah, Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, the Torah brings a medrash from Pirkei D'Rablezer. Tanya b'Pirkei D'Rablezer b'Rosh Chodesh El Omar Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Alei Elai Hahora. So on Rosh Chodesh Elul in the Midbar, Rabbi Yishayim told Moshe Rabbeinu, come back and I will give you Luchos Achronos. Ve'heviru shofar b'machaneh. And that Rosh Chodesh, they blew a shofar in the machaneh. That shofar was an announcement. Moshe Olah Lahar shelo yitu oid acha avodazara. There was a chashash. Moshe Rabbeinu's gone up to the Har again, and Klal Yisrael are going to get Torah. there was a chashash that the Satan would come again and try and stop it and bring another Nisayan. So in order to prevent that, they blew a shofar, and that shofar was the me'ore the am shel yitu oid achar avodah zarah. Zog the medrash, v'akodesh baruch hu nis'ale be'oisa shofar. Shneema ola elokim bisrua Hashem bekol shofar. The Rebbeinu Shlomo was oile with that kol shofar. We'll get back to this in a minute. Lochein zog the medrash, hiskinu chachomeinu zal shiutoikim berosh chodesh elo bekol shana b'shana. And because of this maisa, the shofar in the midbar, that's why Chazal were metakin that we should blow shofar every single Rosh Chodesh El. Now, I know we've gone past Rosh Chodesh El, but it carries on. B'chol HaChodesh, and we blow the whole of the month, Kedei Lahazi Yisrael, Shiyasu Tshuva. So what we're blowing every day today is to be Ma'or as to do Tshuva. And I want to get back to understand a bit more about the Tekiah of Rosh Chodesh Elul, and it will, even though the Rosh Chodesh is gone, but it's going to be, there's a very big limb with Kimdumani from this, the Shofar of Rosh Chodesh Elul, which we can even apply to ourselves today. Let's try and understand. There's a lot of questions here. Number one, why blow a Shofar? This is the first time that a human shofar, as far as we know anyway, the first time that anybody blew, a human being blew a shofar. When was the first time that the kol shofar was heard in the world? Sinai. Huh? Sinai, but on Shavuos, Matan Torah, was a kol shofar. But that the Rebbeinu Shlomo blew that shofar. Now, it's a human being blowing a shofar. Why did they blow a shofar? How does the shofar tell us not to do Avodah Zarah? What's one thing got to do with the other? And thirdly, what is the pshat that Rebbeinu Shlomo was oile with that shofar? Shneema ola lukim bisrua. And fourthly, the achronim here ask a kasha. The Medrash says about when uses that pasuk to say that on Rosh Hashanah, when we blow the shofar, the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, the Medrash says, "All Elokim Bisru Hashem Bekol Shofar," starts with Elokim. Elokim is Midas Hadin. Hashem is Midas Harachamim. Says the Medrash that at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbeinu Shlomo sits on the Kisei Hadin, and he's done Bedin. When Klal Yisrael take shofars and we blow our shofar, then the Rebbeinu Shlomo is oile from the Kisei Hadin and Yoshev on the Kisei Orachamim. Shneema olo Elokim Bisrua. Elokim, it starts with Elokim. Hashem, Havaya, b'kol shofar. The Elokim changes to Havaya, alidei shofar. And that happens in Rosh Hashanah. So how do you darshan this pasuk for the tzkiyas in the midbar? So to answer all these questions, let's try and understand a bit more clearly. What does this medrash mean? That the Rebbeinu Shlomo starts on Kisei Hadin, and we blow our shofar, and everything stops, and now there's rachamim. How's the shofar changed din to rachamim? You have to understand. A hanhoga of din is a hanhoga. And in hanhoga of din, the yasod of din is mido keneged mido. There are no free gifts in din. Hanhoga sa'din means mido keneged mido. But how all of a sudden, when we just take our little shofar, we pips away in our shofar here, everything changes, the Rebbeinu Shlomo stops being money given midas hadin, it goes to midas rachamim. It's like the marshal, if you tuned your radio to FM, then you're not going to get AM. If it's tuned to FM, you want to change it to AM, you have to change the whole thing. If it's a hanoga of Midas Adin, then how does it change the Midas Arachamim? And in Midas Adin, there has to be Midah, can I get Midah? And there's a Meridika Yisod, which goes on over here. In the old days, there used to be a king, and in the Goyisha world, let's say, the king made the laws. And the king was be'etzem outside the law in the old days. You know, there started times when the oilam got stronger, and in England there was the Magna Carta, they started limiting the power of the king. But before that, the king was all powerful. The king was outside the law. The king made the laws. So the king could be moichel the laws and could change the law. A judge had to judge al pi the law. If the law tells the judge that somebody comes in front of the judge and they say he's chayev. So if the law says the judge can decide to give him between 1 year and 10 years in prison, so then the law is giving the judge that possibility. The judge can't say, I'm moichel you. He doesn't have the courage to be moichel. He has to give him at least a year's prison. The king, however, could be moichel. There's still an overflow of this idea that in America the president can be moichel people. So when they set up the whole constitution, so the president is me'ein the melech, but not the melech. They didn't want to give him, they didn't want to have the whole problems that they had in monarchy. But the idea that the melech could be moichel, so is he can be moichel. Okay, so a king can be moichel because the king's outside the law, but the judge can't be moichel. When the Rebbeinu Shleilam starts to be done, Midas Adin, Rebbeinu Shleilam is misnaik like a judge. Elohim is Midas Adin, and Elohim sometimes Dayanim are called Elohim. The Rebbeinu Shleilam is being misnaik like a judge. In a judge, he can't be moichel stuff. But what does the shofar do? The shofar is, the Rishonim teach us, shofar is machris that the Rebbeinu Shleilam is a melech. We have times when we know when they were mamlich Shloime HaMelech, they blew shofars. When they were mamlich Shaul HaMelech, they blew shofars. And it's interesting that when Charlie became the king, then on the day they were mamlich Charlie, they didn't have shofars, they had trumpets. And when they announced that he, you know, whoever was empowered to say that he will now be the king, long live the king, and there's these trumpets, and a whole trumpet fanfare of trumpets. Where are they getting it from? They got it from the Koach of Shofar. Shofar is Machir's the Malchus, Melech. Why was there a shofar in Maimed Har Sinai? The Kol Shofar. We say on Rosh Hashanah, but Kol Shofar Aleim Hoifoto. It was the fanfare of the Melech. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is coming as the Melech to give us his laws. The Maimed Har Sinai was an Indian of Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shamayim. So he's up there on Ban, on the first thing, on Uchi Hashem Elokecha. It's Malchus Shamayim. A shofar is Malchus. So when we blow a shofar, it starts Midas Adin, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is not like a judge. But when we blow a shofar, and Bifrat, we say Malchios, and we're marking that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is not limited in any way, he's like a melech, he's outside the law, he's not limited. Midas Adin, Din comes the word die, it's a certain limitation. Because Midah Kenegin Midah means that he has to give schar or oinesh. Don't think Midah Kenegin Midah is bad. Midah Kenegin Midah is also schar. But when a person does in Midas Hadin, he did a certain amount of mitzvahs, then Midah Kenegin Midah, he gets the schar. So Kiyilu, the Rebbeinu Shalom, is not in charge. He's just operating the rules of Midas Adin. But when we blow a shofar, we're makir. The Rabbeinu Shalom is not limited. The Rabbeinu Shalom is a melech. Today, the melech is being yoshev on the kisei adin, but be'etzem he's a melech. Then, b'mido keneged mido, we could be zoicher that the Rabbeinu Shalom will be misnaig with us like a melech. It starts with midas adin, elukim, and it's only mido keneged mido, but what's the mido keneged mido of us being makir that he's a melech, that the Rabbeinu Shalom should be misnaig with us like a melech? And that the melech can be marachim, the melech can be moichel. And that's agav, why on Yom Kippur, we don't just say the Rebbeinu Shalom is moichel, we say the Rebbeinu Shalom is melech kol ha'aretz, moichel, melech, moichel v'soleach. We put in melech. Why? Because the koach of slicha, mechila, comes from malchus. Won't happen a dine if you misnaig like Elohim. There's no room for mechila. Which is a stronger hanhoga? When he's limited to mido keneged mido, or when he can do whatever he wants? Obviously, that's whatever he wants. The hanhoga malchus is a higher hanhoga. It's called an aliyah. The Rebbeinu Shalom is kiviyochel being misnaig with the hanhoga, which is more powerful. He can do whatever he wants. He can be moichel. So in the Rebbeinu Shalom is oile. From the Kisei Hadin to the Kisei Arachamim, Kisei Arachamim is Ke'ilu, a higher Kisei, a more powerful Kisei. And that's what happens on every Rosh Hashanah. When we blow our shofar, the Rebbeinu Shalom is Oilem, Kisei Hadin to Kisei Arachamim. All Elokim bisruo, Hashem b'kol shofar. Elokim changes to Havaya. Havaya, there's no limitations. The Etzem, this is exactly what happened on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Chodesh Elul in the Midbar. They blew a shofar. Why did they blow a shofar? They blew a shofar to say, Yidden, the Melech is still here. Even if Moshe Rabbeinu is gone, what was their mistake when they made the Egel? Moshe Rabbeinu is gone. Moshe Rabbeinu was Shechina Medaberes Mitoi Groinoi. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Novi, he was the Manik. He told us what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants. V'chule, v'chule. And now comes the Satan and he's convincing us that Moshe Rabbeinu is dead. So what's going to be? We need someone to connect us with Hashem Yisbarach. They made Cheshbonus, says the Ramban, that an Egel of Zov should be able to get the Shechina, and it was basically their kavanah was to make a mechanical Moshe Rabbeinu, if you like. Well, what was wrong with it? What was wrong with it? They were told, you're not allowed to do that. Lo sa'aselechav chopesel. We heard that on our Sinai. We heard you're not allowed to do it. So what should you do? Well, Ali b'de emes. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu come from? From Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem sent Moshe Rabbeinu. So if Moshe Rabbeinu is taka dead, then daven to Hashem Yisbarach to give us another Moshe Rabbeinu. Why are you making an ego? I told you you mustn't make an ego. When I need someone to tell us, Rebbeinu Shalom, connect with you, Rebbeinu Shalom, please send us another Novi like Moshe Rabbeinu. That's all they should have done. So when it came to the Rosh Chodesh Elul, Moshe Rabbeinu is going again, and there were choshesh mi yodea, what Nisoyen, the son's going to do this time. They blew a shofar to teach us the Melech Malchei Amlochim is still here. Moshe has gone to the har of an al yituach avodah zarah. The Melech is still here, and that says the Medrash HaKadosh Baruch Hu oilem with that shofar, just like on Rosh Hashanah. The middle days, the 40 middle days were days of din, of days of kaas. But that shofar changed the anhoga of kaas and din into anhoga of rachamim. And that, the same process that happens on Rosh Hashanah happened on that Rosh Chodesh Elul. All Elokim Bisro, Hashem Bekol Shofar. The middle days was all Elokim. And then it changed, that shofar changed, that Hashem, we call shofar. Lochein iskinu chazal. And every year, we need to make our Elul the Yemei HaRachamim. It's not a free gift. You don't get any free gifts in Ruchnius. In the Midbar, the last 40 days were Rachamim, like the first 40 days. Yomim k'yomim arishonim. But it became Yemei HaRachamim because the avoid of Klal Yisrael. Because of that, of the Tkiah Shofar, and Be'etzem, the Medrash actually says something else. There's a Medrash in the Yalkut says that every day of those 40 days, the Yidden fasted. They ate by night, but they ate and they fasted every day. And on the last day, which was going to become Yom Kippur, they were non-Betanis and they fasted the whole day. They started the fast at night. I don't know exactly on Erev, on the 9th of Tishri that year, when some of the Et was, you know, Koyach to fast in the whole the night and the day. And then it says in Meri D'Kazach that Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchais, and Klal Yisrael came to be Mekabel Ponov, and Elu Boichim, and he was Boicher, they were Oymid in the Nisayim. They didn't let the Sultan get anywhere near them. Bekitzer, Rabbi Yisrael, what's it look at to us? These days are days of Rachamim, but we have to make them into days of Rachamim. If we're Moisif in our Avodah, we have to change and make our Elul into an Elul. In the old days, there was people had a tremendous Hisoiris from Elul, and we have in Sforim the Pachad that people had from Elul, and the awareness that Rosh Hashanah is coming, and we're deaf. We just, it doesn't speak to us. We don't. Nobody's walking around in trepidation. I saw. I was able to see a Yid who had the Pachad of Elul. The Nevadakur Roshiva of Ben Zion Brooks, he had the Pachad of Elul. As he got nearer Rosh Hashanah, he was more in Pachad. But he was the only person I saw with the Pachad of Elul. So we don't have that. But it's still Elul, and it still could be Yemei Rachamim. But we have to look for certain Chizukim. Find something, take on something, Blineder, to improve. Maybe decide the first half an hour of Seder, make up with your Chavrusa, no Dvarim Betelim, we're going to learn Shtap for the first half an hour. And if you do that, don't say, okay. Now it's 9:30. So how was the chasna last night? And then the whole rest of the seder goes down the tubes. No, chas v'shalom. The what is we're going to come start at 9:00, or if realistically that's not going to happen, so decide. But 9:01, 9:05, whatever. It shouldn't be hefka. We want to show we're making a chizuk. And we're learning first half an hour without any Dvarim Betelim. If either one says anything to Dvarim Betelim, he has to pay 10 shekel to the other one. So I'm giving you ideas. I'm not telling you this is what you have to do. And then you start the Seder like that, and hopefully the Seder will go to be Mamshich with a Shtark. Perhaps be Mekabel on yourself to come on time to Shachris. Perhaps we mekav on yourself to damn the whole of Shachris. How many times did you actually this year say the whole of Psuki de Zimra? We won't get into it, but if it wasn't so often, then perhaps make a Kabbalah. I see that a lot of people seem to come very late for Shachris. I don't know how you can say everything that you're supposed to say if you come about 5 minutes before Baruch Hu. So Mislam, you don't say everything, you're medalic. You know? So then it's El. I want to show Anila Doidi. So I'm going to come 7:15. 7:15 is also too late. Because 7:15 is Brochus, Birch Sashacha. So 7:15, you need to say Brochus, Kobanus, and then Psugi de Zimra. So some people are blessed with a mouth that works very, very fast. I don't know. I know with Ben Azmanim, there were certain davening places where the Chazonim, I don't know, either they had a shortened version of the Siddur, but I went up to the afterwards, looked on the Siddur, they seemed to have everything that we had, that I had, but I don't know how they managed to daven so fast. And you see Bachur in Yeshiva, Mamash, okay, you know, but Rabbi, so we're not the Malam in Azman. That's the only problem. But Kolponim, maybe take on to the Chodesh El. I'm going to daven like a mensch. Not like a malach. The whole time I daven like a malach. And then I have to daven like a mensch. Take on maybe in Kelm, they hung up a very interesting thing they did in Kelm. In Rosh Chodesh El, they hung up a banner. It's a whole schmooze what the Hezbollah of that is. But Al Koponim perhaps take on, instead of doing the Ben Olam Lamokum, maybe take on the Kabbalah made the Ben Olam Lachaveri. You can't do everything. If you decide, oh, I want to be Frum, I really want to make this El into a Gavaltika El, I'm going to be Makabal all three storim to start in half an hour. And every Seder I'm going to come on time. Davening I'm going to come 7:10 to put on my tefillin and be ready, brachas, and go and say everything but Kabbalah. And I'm going to be mekabalah myself 5 chasodim every day to do this. I'll get the Gemara for my chavrusa. I'll help somebody, my roommate. I'll do a company thing. And I'm going to be a tzaddik aside. I know I'm a fell. It'll last 1 day or 2 days, or you'll crack up. So just take one small thing. Maybe Mashiach used to say, to put a big seamus lave on the posuk rishon of Krishma. Say it with more kavana. That's malchus hachana for Rosh Hashanah. Take something, decide. I want to take a Kabbalah, this El. I want to change the El. That we have to make the El into Meir Rachamim. That Bez Hashem, sir, the Rebbeinu Hashem, Ani LaDoidi. Then what do we get? The Doidi Li. That the Rebbeinu Hashem comes on Rosh Hashanah. And who's the judge? My beloved, Doidi Li, protects you. With the judge, Anila Doidi, the Doidi Li, that's Hashem.